Honest Truth with Benito Bergatini. Smile 90.4 FM.
Martin Myers, a very good evening. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolute pleasure, Benito. Lovely to see you. That smiling face, alive and well at 27 minutes past 8.
Surprise, surprise. What rare opportunity does Music Exchange offer, Martin?
I started it 12 years ago. As you well know, I worked at Sony BMG, and there was just this lack of music education. The talent is all here, and I've worked my little butt off to get it to the standard where I'm delighted to welcome this weekend two giants of the music business. You were waxing lyrically about the song She from the soundtrack Notting Hill. Now, that gentleman who composed that song is a Capetonian, Dr. Trevor Jones, who's just got an honorary doctorate from UCT. Worked with the likes of Daniel Day-Lewis, a little man called Bono from a smaller band called U2, Britney Spears, the late David Bowie, Sting, etc., one of the top five film composers in the world. And if you think I'm talking rubbish, Google is your friend. Just type in Trevor Jones carte blanche on YouTube. Sit back and watch that. Derek Watts did an interview a couple of years ago, and it's just astounding, the genius of the man. And he's been to Music Exchange once before, and he said to me, Marta, I really need to get stuck in this year. He's able to travel because of the pandemic is over. He's a board member of Music Exchange, and he wants to give back in terms of the education. He knows what education gave him. If he'd have stayed in South Africa, he'd have been a nobody. He's now one of the top five film composers in the world, working with London's, with the Philharmonic Orchestras, et cetera, et cetera. He's brought his dear friend Marc Marot out.
Oh, my word.
M-A-R-C-M-A-R-O-T.
Another one to Google as well.
Google, but quicker. Go on to Instagram and follow him. Augmented Reality, U2, PM Dawn, the U2.com website. Responsible for over 100 million album sales. We all know Bob Marley. We all know U2. We all don't know the band NWA. We all know Apache Indian. We all know Nine Inch Nails. We all know Angelique Kidjo. We all know Baba Mal. These are all acts that he signed. He was the managing director.
Back up, though. NWA as well?
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
So before hate speech was going wrong, if you look at that album, what they said about the police, he had to deal with all of that. And that's what these gentlemen are going to unpack, along with a host of South African artists. And it's about the business of music. We are not there to tell you where middle C is. We are not there to tell you how to register at Samro. I mean, we've got the CEO of Samro, Mark Rosen, who's one of the top music lawyers and attorneys in the country, coming to give a keynote address about Samro and the roadmap forward. This radio station pays Samro royalties on a monthly basis. Yeah. How does that work? What do we do? What are we looking at? Then there's gentlemen like Cameron Ward, who comes from the Cape Flats, who played with Yuma Sakela for over 10 years. What was that journey like? We've got a poet, Sipho Kazi-Jonas, who is knocking the lights out of everything that she touches.
Yeah,
Trevor's busy mentoring her. They're doing a session on Sunday called Collaboration. Trevor is so enthused by the work that she is doing, he's taking some of his music and composing specifically to her poetry.
Oh, my word. That is a must attend. Gee whiz, can you?
Then if you look on the Marc Marot's Instagram account, he's doing a whole hour on the Sunday on augmented reality. How does that work? How do you monetize? How do you make money? What do you do? You'll see David Bowie popping up. He's brought 20 pieces with him to show people what it's all about. And these gentlemen are in room continually. Mark and Trevor open on Saturday, and right through until 1 o'clock, it's Mark and Trevor. It's their show. And Trevor said very simply, you know, Mark, anybody can Google my name and find out what I've done. But you're not going to get the rich learnings and the takeaways from being in the room and asking questions. As Mark said to me today when I picked him up at the airport, please don't come there with a smiling set of teeth. Have questions. Have questions.
You have to have questions because, I mean, what these two individuals have done in terms of music, this is an opportunity that cannot be missed.
I mean, I worked for BMG for 17 years. I'm walking on cloud nine. I got schooled from the airport to dropping Mark off at Trevor's home with the most amazing stories about the new Bono book that's out. And, oh, what do you want to know about NWA? Remind me. I'll tell you that story when I get there. And dealing with all these things like worldwide debt, creating how we showed Bono how to create U2.com. Everybody remembers the seminal album Achtung Baby.
Yes.
And he talked about rolling out the first single, which was called The Fly. I said to him, well, it distorted my car radio. He laughed. He says, do you know that that's the only U2 song that hasn't got a chorus in it?
Wow.
So you're not picking this up in a book, and you're there to be able to engage with them. We've got the CEO of Academy of Sound Engineering, where we're hosting the conference, Nick Matsoukas, talking about royalties and income streams. So you've got all levels of the business that you need to know as an artist of how to empower yourself, what to do and where to go. I mean, Sipho Kazi Jonas is a case in point. She came, it must have been 8 years ago, to Music Exchange as a poet because she wanted to learn. Now she's being mentored by Dr. Trevor Jones. I heard the pieces that he's working with today. I mean, Trevor's just finished Dark Crystal, the movie. It's over 40 years old. It's the 40th anniversary. He said to me, Mart, I've got another 7,000 pieces that I never put onto Dark Crystal. So you're talking giants of the entertainment economy who are in Cape Town now this weekend. And then we're very fortunate to take a to Johannesburg next week to Wonderful. Academy of Sound Engineering there as well. And it's over 2 days. And the beauty of this conference, it is boutique. There's space for like 50 people or whatever. Come with questions. Come and ask. No question is infradig. And that's what Trevor says I'm going to do. I'm talking about music for film, television, and gaming. I'm going to say one thing, and then I'm going to ask the audience, what do you want to know?
That's what I found fascinating as well. I didn't anticipate gaming as well, but that's such a powerful and popular platform these days.
Yeah. You know, I said to Mark Moreau driving, I said, do you still need a major record company today? And his answer was absolutely fascinating. I'm not going to give it away. You need to come and listen. And I looked at it and I thought, okay, wow, you're right. How do the Spotify algorithms work? How do the iTunes algorithms work? He's got his own playlist of the songs that he's affected and worked with all the way through. And then me in my naive state when I was working on the background, I said, you know, but Mark, you took over as managing director of Island at 29, and then you had to work with the seminal album Achtung Baby that was about to come out. He says, no, Martin, but you forget. I was their publisher all the way back to when October came out. I worked with the Bob Marley catalog and did all their publishing, and that's where the money is. I mean, the first act he signed, every single listener here will know, Pump Up the Jam by Mars, bump, bump, bump.
Yes.
That was the first number one hit, and then it just keeps going. And he's fastidious and wants to push black music. He signed Angelique Kidjo. He signed Baba Mal. He's incredibly switched on with Amapiano and what is happening. And we'll talk about that sound and how you differentiate. And, of course, he said to me, you know, the top 10 artists are the one feeding the other ones to bring them through and how you differentiate. And I said to him, we need to talk about, you know, kids all want to be signed. What was that spark that you looked at when you signed people like Stereo MCs, Nine Inch Nails, Talvin Singh, you know? And then he worked with Trevor and was the music supervisor for Notting Hill. And we know how many albums that sold. When albums sold, it was like over 4 million copies, you know. Managed football players, including Thomas Vermaelen and Robin van Persie. You know, I said to him, yes, and what else? And then I read, oh, he looked after a Formula One driver, Max Chilton. So you can imagine the ambit of knowledge that is available to tap into if you ask questions. And that goes all the way through to people talking about, we've got Berry from Idols who's just won it. Mm. Well, is Idols a poison chalice? She's coming with a whole myriad of problems that she's got with her contract. I said, well, you've got the leading minds in the country right here. Bring it. From Mark Rosen, advise. Trevor Jones, Nick Matsoukas, what more do you want? You know, so it's a very, very exciting 2 days. We've got people talking about commercial radio, and it's all about engaging in a classroom format because we find if we split the classes, people then miss things and want to cherry pick.
Yes.
So let's rather put it in one long stream, and we're recording all of it. And there's learnings to be had. I'm incredibly excited. I've been doing this for 12 years. Got a lot of support from Western Cape Department of Culture and Sport and everything else. They understand what we're doing. We've got the previous talks that we've all put online for the last 2 years. Those are all there so we can give those to people with sticks. And The music business is about collaboration. I'm collaborating with you. This contact happened 15 years ago that we've kept.
Yes.
From my days at BMG, et cetera, et cetera. That's how it all works. And I had the most remarkable compliment when I was sitting with Mark and Trevor today. They were talking, and I said to them, you know, I'm incredibly thankful and humbled that you guys are coming. He says, no, Martin, I've watched you for the last 8 years. I see what you've been doing. It's taken me 8 years to get Mark Moreau here. Well, one of the biggest executives in world music, sitting in the room with one of the top five film composers of the world for 2 days, a Cape Townian, Dr. Trevor Jones. It doesn't get better than that.
Are there tickets still available?
There are tickets still available through Ticketmaster and that, or you can come at the door. We start at 10 every day, get there at 9. Come with questions. Come with ideas.
Where's the Academy of Sound Engineering?
Just in District 6. It's the old Spaced Out Sound Stand Studios.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It's an iconic venue. It's an iconic institution. Nick Matsoukas has been integrally involved. He's written wonderful books about music law and music in South Africa and all of that.
Mm.
And we want to get young minds in. And if their parents who are thinking about, oh, their son's in matric and wants to go into the music business, come and learn. Because it's not only about standing on stage. There's the business of music, and that's what we're talking about.
Now, standing on stage is but one part of it. There's a whole lot more behind that. And you mentioned that word, and it bears repeating. I mean, this is going to be so empowering for those attending.
It's going to be empowering for me at 58. I'm literally walking on air. I'm so excited
with the
knowledge that is there, because you don't get it in a book.
No. I mean, what potential do you feel our entertainment economy represents here in South Africa? I mean, we've grown, and certainly the last couple of years have grown in leaps and bounds, but I think we're still scratching the surface.
Absolutely, we're scratching the surface. We're not working together.
Mm.
We're not talking about the economy and the money that it can make.
Yes,
ma'am. I did a gig just before the pandemic at one of the arts places in Bree Street. There were four artists involved. In fact, Sipho Kazi Jonas was one of the poets on stage that night. Four artists created 39 jobs that night who were all paid. That's the multiplier effect that we have.
Yep.
The rent, the bar, the booze, the sound company, the filming, the publicity, the posters, the press releases, all of that. And we're not talking about that with a united voice. We are not celebrating our icons. Solari Road should be renamed Dr. Trevor Jones Boulevard. You know, his son's one of the top cinema photographers in the world. We should be harnessing those things to show what we have got, because we are competing with the United States. We are competing with Europe. Mark was telling me how difficult it is for acts now because of the British acts leaving Brexit. Before, you could play the O2 Arena and then the following night you could be in Paris playing. Now you can't do that because of all the carnets and the completely different world that the UK in. There's opportunity to do things. We're only 12 hours away from Europe. What South African act has broken on a global scale? Don't tell me Black Coffee is a DJ. Ladysmith Black Bombazo was probably the last on a mega scale.
Mm.
Yet you look at Australia, you look at New Zealand, those bands can fill the O2 Arena. And South Africans are making huge marks overseas. John Langford, the former CEO of Big Concerts, is now head of AEG Europe. There are South Africans making their mark all over the place.
But it should be year, though.
Correct.
It should
Correct.
Be year.
You know,
we're losing out not only on the acumen, but as you mentioned, just the multiplier effect, what it can do to the country, what it can do for the future potential, for the future artists.
You know, we shouldn't only be closing Long Street and Bree Street. We should be closing Solari Road. We should be closing other places. We should be integrating art into our economy. We should be increasing spoken word, all of that, because it all works together and feeds together. You know, having people talk in different disciplines and people coming to see different disciplines, because it's the arts economy. It's the music economy. It's a business.
It certainly is. And at Music Exchange 22, you'll be able to find out a whole lot more with some iconic speakers. Dr. Trevor Jones certainly going to be opening up. When is it? The Saturday?
Saturday, yeah.
The Saturday. Yeah. Tickets, as Martin Myers had mentioned, available still on Ticketmaster. It's all going to be held here in the city center at the Academy of Sound Engineering. What time does the Saturday and Sunday events start, Martin?
musicians like to work late. I know some who work right through the night. We're starting at the respectable hour of 9:30 to arrive, starting at 10 a.m. We've got a food truck outside. If people look at the website, musicexchangeoneword.org.za, you can read up more. We're on all the social media. The program's fully out there for people to read and see. And then, as I say to a lot of people, Google is your friend. You have to want it. You know, Benito, you can lead people and say, go here and go there. But you need to have that drive. You need to have that desire. People ask me, what do I get out of it? I want to see success so that you can book people to the shows and events and everything else. We need to talk success in this country. The talent is enormous.
And that's amazing that you're saying that, because I remembered one of the earliest music exchanges. That was also what came out of your mouth in terms of this is all about breeding success for South Africa.
Because we have something unique to offer. Incredibly unique. We're not looking for a new Whitney Houston, a new Michael Jackson. They want differentiation. Look at those bands that I mentioned that Marc Moreau signed.
Yes.
All of them have different sounds. Absolutely. And different touch points and different things to look at in that. But they're all global names. I mean, if you go back to PM Dawn, Set Adrift on Memory Bliss, you play it on Smile all the time.
Beautiful.
There's a rap in there.
Yes.
Now, where did that rap come from and how did it work? It changed the game. And what Mark was saying today as well, punk came out of protest politics.
Correct.
There is so much going on in the world. Where's that modern day protest music being written and challenging authority and talking about things? Have we seen it in the last couple of years? No. What was a punk reaction to? You were talking to the gentleman earlier about the new British Prime Minister.
Yes.
The Brits seem to write that. Where are we writing that here in South Africa about what is going on here in a coherent space? You know, Sipho Kazi Jonas, when she opened Sonar with her poetry, was incredibly hard-hitting if you look through the nuance of the word and understand the power of the word. The power of the word will always overcome the fists, because we're challenging the thought process of people. And that's what art is there to do. It's to challenge you. It's to make you, it's to make you listen. It's to make you feel uncomfortable. Now, how many artists have reached out to poets and said, hang on, but give me a verse because you're so descriptive and let's put it to music. I've got wonderful melody, but I'm not so good with constructing words. That working together. And it's all about collaboration.
Yeah.
It's not Martin Myers. It's music exchange. It's about exchange. I mean, you know Uncle Cal, the DJ. He came 1 year to Music Exchange and met RJ Benjamin and was like totally overawed, became best mates in 2 days and ended up remixing one of his songs for him. He said to me yesterday when I saw him, that would have never happened if it wasn't for Music Exchange. I was too scared to ask. But when I got in the room, I found we were all peers and we all had the same things and we all had the same fears and challenges and everything else. And it was highlighted that, hang on, I'm not doing the wrong thing. Just keep doing what you're doing and keep pushing forward. You can only do it yourself. We can put it out there for you to come and to learn. But if you don't want to do that, that's up to you. That's absolutely fine. You know, so I'm incredibly excited for this weekend. And thank you for Smile for understanding the gravitas of who is in Cape Town at the moment.
No.
Marc Moreau and Dr. Trevor Jones.
And you do not want to miss out on this. Musicexchange.org.za. Get there to the Academy of Sound Engineering. Tickets available. Ticketmaster. It starts at 9:30 Saturday and Sunday. Musicexchange.org.za. Martin Myers, thank you so much.
An honor and a pleasure. Lovely to see you again, Benita. Thank you, my friend.